you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This is AJ and Martin. Woo! And we're here with Jose.
Hey.
And Richard and James, who are now walking away. And we are going to see what we think is going to be a really good game in this movie called Pacific Rim.
Finally. 1 year of fanboy anticipation since Comic-Con 2012.
A little bit of cock-teasing, a little bit of cock-teasing.
I mean, there's been Guillermo del Toro interviews, Guillermo del Toro panels, clips, action figures, pictures. It's been a long year waiting for this movie.
Now, my first question is, has anybody seen Atlantic Rim yet?
No.
Huh. It's the spoof movie that they did.
What?
Yeah, they did a spoof movie. The robots look horrible. It's called Atlantic Rim. The second question is,
can I call Battleship?
There's the porn version with the rim job.
Just me? Just me.
Oh. Anyway, the other question I have is, have you noticed the fact that we've been out here during the entire showing of the first IMAX movie, and we haven't heard any crowd reaction at all?
No. Actually, they were coming out really fast and just walking past the door, like dropping their 3D glasses and kept going, which is interesting.
But the crowd wasn't all that big. So that
no,
was kind of awkward.
Well, IMAX 3D was, I don't think was going to be as popular as they thought it was. Like, you know, they're passing out the posters.
But they passed out the posters at the regular IMAX Kennedy.
Did they really? Oh. See, and RPX announced it through the Regal Cinemas. They were going to be doing a poster as well. For their RPX screen. It wasn't even a 3D screen, so they kind of took that away. But yeah, there's not a lot of reaction as people are walking out the door, so. I don't know.
Pretty blank face.
And it seems quick. I didn't expect them to be out already.
Yeah, there's no one like, oh, it's cool. I usually hear people going, oh, it's pretty awesome. Huh?
Yeah, nothing.
I'm a little, I don't know if I'm concerned or if they're just in shock at how awesome of a movie it was.
Well, I've been reading, like, on Facebook, so go see it now. Who that was saying, go see it now. Awesome.
Yeah, Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, you were saying
that. Said something, Kanye West, or something, and, you know, so all these people were excited about it, and yet a quiet reaction of people walking out the door.
Like you said, maybe there might be an awe.
Possibly. Expectation.
I just want to stare at it like a giddy little boy playing with his action figures.
Nelson?
When are we going to get our Slurpee?
That's an expectation? Well, I guess it could be. It was really, yeah.
Slurpee day today.
What's your expectation?
I'm just looking to see battles duke it out on the big screen. I really kind of kept from watching any type of footage and any type of trailer, so kind of just like be like, oh my, if like the trailer solid show the good stuff, I just want to see it all on screen versus seeing everything.
So we're all pretty much in agreement that we're leaving our brain at the door and just going in as children to watch good eye candy and be giddy.
Yeah, if you've seen any of the trailers, they pretty much told you the story. The lines. They want people to see the story, I guess, on their TVs and then come in and watch the action here. Which I'm okay with, because that's all they've wanted to see. I've been waiting for the action figures to come out. I want the video game, the battle video game, things like that. And that's what, those are the kind of things that I think will be exciting from a movie like this. Versus going to see something like Superman, where, you know, it's supposed to be like a story with some action. I think this is going to be really heavy action.
Can't drink anything.
Now, there's been rumor going around about a deck building game.
Ooh. I would play a deck building game, too.
I'm interested.
I see like a Mortal Kombat style, like, fighting video game coming from this. Where, like, you know, you
like destroy all monsters.
You can, like, design your own Jaeger. You can, you know, the Kaiju, you pick the powers to design the shape. If you have, like, claws, things like that. And, like, create this warrior that you're going to fight with. I think that would just be cool.
So, would this one be, like, Red Steel, but on a global scale?
Real Steel?
Yeah, Real Steel. Yeah.
Robot Jocks.
Yeah.
Robot Jocks
was the original.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, there's so many things they could do merchandising-wise with this, but I guess it's going to really depend on the numbers, the tracking.
Very quiet reaction.
Now, the thing in the commercial you want to see most?
I want to see the rocket powered fist, the punch with the rocket power. I got really geeked out by that. Like, just to see the, you know, he swings back for the punch, but then the rockets kick on to go and punch through the face of the kaiju. That's cool to me.
Like I said, I haven't seen anything, so I'm just like, just want to see two big ass robots go at it.
The battleship bat.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one too.
That's the one I really want to see.
Yeah.
Especially if there's people still in the battleship. Yes.
I want to see Ron Perlman's character as well. So that's the other thing that I'm looking forward to checking out and seeing, like, what he's bringing to this as well. Charlie Hunnam, we haven't really seen much else except for Sons of Anarchy.
He's been in a lot of other movies.
I've seen that. I heard the rumor that he was going to be Thor. That kind of intrigued me. I wonder what he could have done if he'd pulled that off versus someone like Chris Hemsworth. So it'll be interesting to see what he
would have made a good Donald Blake, so I don't know about
yeah.
A character that they've just completely skimmed over in the Thor movies.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, it'll be interesting to see him in this kind of role and what he's going to do with it. So, and then the sequels, you know, rumors of sequels. Could they do sequels? Are they going to keep it going? Those kinds of things. So.
And I've got to say, I'm hoping that the IMAX 3D in this pays off.
Definitely. Yeah. Paying that extra, you know, $18 per person ticket. Let's hope we're going to get that out of it. But, I mean, Guillermo del Toro cannot sit there and hold a straight face when he talks about this movie. He giggles. He smiles, he bounces around. He's just so excited about this movie that I get excited listening.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt you or anything, but Kanye said this movie was awesome.
Kanye? Oh, Kanye West said it was awesome. I'm in. I'm done. Two thumbs up already.
Kanye West said this movie was great. Richard wants to leave now.
Kanye West, like
the guy that named his kid after whatever.
Yes.
I'm surprised it wasn't, you know, well, specific West.
Yeah.
That'd have been. He was like, damn, why weren't you born 2 weeks later? All right, we're going to go ahead and head on into the theater and watch the movie. We'll be back after the movie's over. I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to say that movie was fucking awesome for me. What about you?
It was good. I saw a lot of parts of it before in another movie. Another summer movie.
What? How can you not like this movie?
It was cool to see robots and monsters fighting. There wasn't enough of that, in my opinion. But yeah, that part looked cool. That was awesome. I had more fun at Lone Ranger last week, though, I have to say.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I thought this movie was awesome. And, you know, if it doesn't win at least an award for special effects and stuff, I think they'll be robbed.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have to get something for the visual effects. But there's just too much Avengers in it for me. And Idris Elba was definitely the best of the cast. I think he had the most serious take, I think, on his character. But everyone else, they did okay. It wasn't as exciting as I was hoping.
I think you're on drugs, but I am the complete opposite. Like, I loved every second of this movie. I thought it was completely awesome. The special effects, the sound, even I didn't mind the IMAX in this, you know, to be honest with you.
What about the 3D?
The 3D didn't bug me at all. I saw it in some parts. I mean, they could have done without, but I think it really added to it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think this is definitely a movie you have to see in 3D if you're going to see it. Like, 2D would look okay, 3D looks awesome. Like, it gives it definitely a different look of a movie. Whereas other movies we've seen in the summer, they didn't need 3D. This one kind of seems like it needs the 3D, just for the visual aspects of it.
Now, I still have the same problem at times. With the tintedness of the glasses, I would have liked to have seen this visually brighter. Then I think it would have came through a lot better. But the first time this summer and in a while, I'm very happy with the IMAX and the 3D of this whole thing. So, what we'll do, I guess, we'll go ahead and take a break, and then we'll, after credit scene.
Where's my goddamn... damn shoe.
Oh, that kind of ripped off Men in Black right there.
Yeah, I mean, just so many other movies were in this movie, which is, you know, walking into this, this was supposed to be a robots versus monsters movie. That part of it was cool to see. I wish there would have been more fights. There was one big scene, I guess, where there was a lot of fighting going on, and they showed a lot of the fighting. Yeah, their fighting scenes just seemed really short. Like, they cut them down. And I'm sure it had to do with time and stuff like that. But I would have liked to see that a little bit more. They did. The story was solid. It told you what happened. It showed you the past, the present, and the future. So that was kind of cool. Still don't understand the part of the scientists, other than, you know, predicting the number of kaiju that were going to be there. They were comedic, they were funny characters, but I wanted some more science-y if they were going to be in that. I wanted some more, like, this is the research we've done, here's what we've seen, let's talk about that a little bit more.
Maybe in the director's cut.
Yeah, it seemed like, oh, I'm going to junkyard together a machine, very Men in Black 2 as well, and figure out what's going on in the brain, and yeah, that was just too quick for me. I don't know. I think I'm thinking too much about the story part. If I take out all the
I think
story,
you are thinking a little bit too much.
If I take out the story part, I really like the fighting. And I would do that with action figures at home. Like, I would buy these action figures and fight at home. I
want to build a diorama.
Right.
Like, I want to build the Jaeger Station diorama.
Oh, that would be cool.
And yeah. If they came out with that with in Legos,
oh,
I'd be all over it, I think. And I'm still buying the toys.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm buying the toys.
Yeah, those toys are awesome. I think this is just a cool concept. And I still see a video game in this, like, completely. The thing I don't see coming out of this now is I don't see a sequel.
And I'm kind of glad about that.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, because, I mean, how much money does this cost to make?
Yeah.
And what's sad is all that fighting and all that battles, and there was more Japan left than there was a Metropolis.
Yeah, there was. And that was what was really cool. So the whole time listening to Guillermo del Toro talk, I was expecting non-stop drag-out fighting. And after we saw Man of Steel, I kind of got my fill this summer. And so I was hoping he didn't go overboard, and he really didn't. He didn't tear down a lot of the cities, and the parts that they did, they showed you some of it, but it wasn't over the top. It was just the right amount that they needed in here.
I think that he was a little ballsy with all the water.
Yeah.
Like, if he had done it without the water, I think it would have been a safer, cheaper special effects bet. But he added the water in there. At that point, I think it's just showing off. And I was very grateful for it because I thought it looked awesome.
Well, he had to beat the next Avatar movie to the punch, which is supposed to have a lot of water in it, right?
Right.
Yeah. The space, the flying, the sky scene, that was kind of cut short, too. Like, I mean, he always mentioned that he wanted to have them by sea, by land, and by air. And so he attached all three. We definitely got a lot of land and shallow ocean water, or so to speak, shallow for a Jaeger ocean water. And then really good underwater sea. We didn't get a lot of sky. They kind of cut that one real quick. They were like, hell no, we ain't flying out of here. Let's clip the wings, pun intended, for this scene.
You know, but again, I didn't mind it. The one thing that bothered me throughout this whole movie is how quick the beginning sequence went to Charlie Hunnam's character coming back. Like, yes, it was a 5-year gap, but in movie time, of us sitting here in the theater, it was 2 minutes. I didn't feel that vapidness, that you know, lack of being a part of it.
And what he was doing in those 5 years, the work he was doing, that project, briefly mentioned it a couple times where I think they could have expanded that a little bit and shown the United Nations coming together and coming up with that project, recruiting workers. They could have built up his going away for a while, and then just finds them, and he like walks out to the helicopter like he knows it's something big and important and it's for him kind of thing. Like, it came too quick, right?
Yeah, that was the one part that got me. Otherwise, I didn't give a shit. Because that was the only really meaty story that there was. You know, after that, I was all, ooh, pretty. Ooh, pretty.
There was other little pieces of the story that were in there that were, they told they told the background of the characters, they linked everybody, they showed things, but there was just quick twists and stuff like that. And then that story piece kind of got me hung up, where I was like, oh man, I want to know more, but so there's another kaiju, let's go. Kick its ass, okay, we're back, some more story. Oh, kaiju, let's go back. Like, it was funny because they kept having that clock and they would reset for the next attack. And it really was kind of like, I think, in the writer's room. Alright, a story. Okay, we've been talking about a story for 5 minutes. Yep, back to a kaiju attack. Alright, reset the clock. Alright, 5 minutes story. Oh, back to a kaiju attack. Like, it just kept cutting me off. And I'd get into the story and then I'd have to revamp to go into the action. Yeah. I'm going one thumbs up, one thumb down.
Wow, special thanks James Cameron, David Cronenberg, Alfonso Cuarón. Wow, he just gives it up in this one. Right now we're patiently waiting at the end of the movie to see if there's any another after credits scene. Yeah, look at that. Ray Harryhausen in a shitty old Honda.
With a growl
at the end. That was awesome. Oh, there you have it, end of the film. Everybody in the row, real quick, what'd you think?
A lot of fighting.
It was cool, but
what was happening?
Yeah.
What were we doing?
Yeah, I'm kind of glad we paid for the extra IMAX.
Yeah. Alrighty, there you have it. we'll see you guys next... No, not next week, because we'll be at Comic-Con. We'll see you guys at the Wolverine. 2 weeks.